this all blows up and goes to hell, I can still see us sitting on a bed in some motel, listening to the stories we could tell. Good morning. Today are with us Ignacio. He is going to tell a dangerous story with happy ending. When you like, Ignacio.
Good morning. When I finished the degree 50 years ago, although I wasn't usual going abroad, I decided to go to Paris for 3 months for different reasons. First reason, I spoke a little French. Second, I had a friend Maria there. Third, Paris was near Pamplona. And finally, in Paris had been May 68. Paris is a beautiful city and it has the Eiffel Tower. I walk in Paris, I went sightseeing monuments and I visited museums. In the night, I went out with Maria to have dinner and to have a drink. One night, we was with some friends of Maria in a pub. They were from Mali. Mali had been a French colony. So they asked me if I want to go to Mali to help in a small hospital. I found it could be a positive experience and then I accepted. When I arrived in Bamako, capital of Mali, I live at my friend's house. In the hospital, I wake in the morning and I enjoy walking and doing running in the afternoon. One day in the morning, a terrorist commando entered in the hospital and I was kidnapped and 2 people too. The first moment I was terrified because I thought my life was finished. The commando took me to the desert. The Spanish and French government entered into to talk negotiation for my freedom. My family was very worried. I wasn't bad. Nice nights in the desert were magical. And the chief commando and I fell in love. Finally, I was freed and I returned to France and then to Pamplona with my family.